But I want to finish out now talking about another case. And as always, this is what we call the Amy Goodrich special. They're never simple with Amy. So I thought we could finish out with this saga. Yeah.
This is by far the most stressful venetoclax ramp up I ever had. This is an elderly woman who had been diagnosed with CLL for many, many, many years, had been through several oncologists, had gotten BR. She did develop Stevens-Johnson syndrome with allopurinol, which is a mucocutaneous and can be horrific. It can be mild, but it's something that you don't tempt fate with. So she comes with this diagnosis of SJS with allopurinol. So allopurinol is out for her. We saw her first just a few years ago. She had multiple abnormalities at that point. We had no history of any FISH or mutational status studies on her. So clearly she's got high risk disease, but has been at this for a long time. So she was relatively, her counts were good. We observed her. She starts having increasing adenopathy and eventually actually needed a blood transfusion. So we had the discussion with her about therapy. And so we've talked a lot about venetoclax with obinutuzumab for first-line therapy, but venetoclax with rituximab is a two-year finite therapy for patients who had previously been treated. She was very interested in that. She really didn't want open-ended therapy. So she gets admitted for her first two doses, and then the quarantine comes. And she can't leave her facility. She literally cannot leave. So I figured out that they had like a little medical place that would draw blood, but they only draw blood on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So that was really horrible. We had to get her some extra 50 milligram doses to get the timing right for her to escalate on Tuesday and Thursday. This was really stressful. I never sweated out a patient like this before. We thought about just leaving her on the 50 milligrams, but her counts were so great. She felt great. Her creatinine was normal. She was tolerating this like a champ. And amazingly, this lab was able to get the results back very quickly. And they were willing to do morning and afternoon if we needed them to do that. They were really great. We worked her through this. She's on the drug. She's responding beautifully. It was not textbook by any means, but she had me stressed out for weeks. And you,
on Tuesday, we were talking about telemedicine, and we actually, in the survey, we saw that all the registrants are using that and PPE, mm-hmm. et cetera. But you were telling me that it was difficult to communicate with her because she didn't know how to use her phone or whatever.
Right. So prior to the pandemic, I didn't know this, but she was using her common area computers and she was really computer savvy. I didn't realize she didn't have a computer in her apartment. So you stumble across these things. I actually didn't know she lived in a multi-layer community. I knew she lived in a senior citizen apartment complex, but I didn't realize it was full service and she would be locked down. That was really not on my radar at all.
So I guess she's doing well now?
Yeah, she's doing great. She had a little bit of a rash on 400 milligrams. We backed her off to 200. And of course, you can't see it. She can't take pictures of herself. I do phone visits with her. So we just reduced her dose and we're just going to let her sit there.
Kind of thinking a little bit about that bond that heals theme, and certainly has been very evident tonight as Robin, you and Amy talk about your patients.